Is Knowing Growing? By Dena Kilgore. Ouch. There's much to be said for those three small words. I've been a Christian since I was 15 years old and raised in a little Baptist church my entire childhood. But I'll admit in my life, there's been times that I did not grow toward God, even though I knew him. I could even be as bold to say that I grew away from God during certain times in my life while still knowing him. So the answer to the question is no. 2 John 1:9 says, anyone who wanders away from this teaching has no relationship with God, but anyone who remains in the teaching of Christ has a relationship with both the Father and the Son. I think many times when I was younger, I felt that because I knew God and because I was a Christian, that was good enough. Because I knew I was a believer, I felt I was fine and I was okay with God despite what I did. Well, that's false. When we're not growing as a believer, there's a huge disconnect there. Even if he's tugging or pulling our hearts toward him, we sometimes choose to go the opposite way. I've been there. I know it happens firsthand because it happened to me for a time in my life. I knew who God was. I knew he wanted me to be growing toward him, but I just didn't care. I didn't care. Looking at those three words now, I didn't care. I'm actually a bit mortified that I felt that way, but I did. I chose to do what I wanted, knowing and hoping that God would be there if I needed him. Is that any way to treat anyone, especially God? But this is proof of our God's good grace. I know how easy it can be to become lax and just throw our hands up and feel like it's too much. We say, life is just too much. I'm so busy. There's too much to do. There's too much on the schedule. Who has time for prayer anyway? Who has time for church? I'll go next week. I need to relax. I need to sleep in. I'm tired. I don't want to get up. Hey, didn't God rest on the seventh day? Oh, yeah. There's excuses a mile long that we can tell ourselves, and we do. They are so easy to throw out there, and the enemy just loves it when we do this, and he just eggs us on. God desires for us to have a real relationship with him, to talk to him, to want to be closer to him and be more like him. When we're a lukewarm believer, can you imagine the hurt that he feels when he's trying to get our attention as we continually keep him at arm's length? Or push him away? He loves us so much, even more than a parent could love their child. So can you imagine your son or daughter pushing you away and not wanting anything to do with you? For those of you that may be dealing with that now, you know the hurt and the pain that is involved. God feels that even more so when we push him away and decide to do things that are not in line with his word. I think often how in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 10:23, how it states that although some things may be permissible, are they really beneficial? This is where we have to make a choice and decide what is beneficial for our lives and what is not. Yes, I'm talking to myself here. Accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior and having an intimate relationship with him is by far the most beneficial choice we can make in this life. Exodus 34:14 states, you must worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose very name is jealous, is a God who is jealous about his relationship with you. If you're struggling with things and are fighting the battle of knowing versus growing, I beg you to take a closer look at what Christ did for you on the cross. He died for you, for you. Let that sink in. Doesn't that say it all? Can you imagine loving someone that much? He loves you that much, and he desires an intimate relationship with you. He wants you to talk to him, consult him with day-to-day things, thank him for things in your life, seek him when you have doubts, and trust him when the storms of life hit and you aren't sure how you're ever going to get through today, let alone the week, month, and year ahead. Romans 5:18 says, Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. And Ephesians 4:15 says, instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Allow God to be your portion.